local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Afternoon, Pensacola. It is 4:14. We'll get your traffic update here in just a minute. First, let me get you your weather update here. It's about 93 degrees here in the Pensacola area, and it's going to be, there is about a 20% chance of rain still, so it's cloudy, and it's going to be, just a chance of rain going all through the night tonight, as well as tomorrow. And there's a bit of a heat advisory to let you know about as well. So let's go ahead and get our traffic report with Jake Walker right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jake?
All right. Well, the roads aren't looking too bad right now, not too congested. Looking at I-110 where it meets I-10 headed westbound, you're going to see a little bit of congestion there. And then on I-10 west, there's going to be a little bit of construction as you're heading west there. So once you get towards 110, it's going to be a little bit of a slowdown, but nothing major. Looking at Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, heading east through Navarre on Highway 98, getting by the beach causeway, seeing our normal morning slowdown, or morning. I'm in morning mode always when I'm doing traffic. Normal afternoon slowdown heading westbound there on Highway 98. But really, for this time of day, we're looking great. If you do see anything out there, you can call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with that traffic on the fives.
Top three stories here for you. A drive-by shooting that happened at Marie K. Young Wedgwood Community Center here in Pensacola killed two individuals, injured five others, including an 11-year-old. The others shot were 22, 23, 27, and 29, and you heard a big expose right there on WEIR-TV to start the hour here. Number two top trending story. Text messages revealed today show that police knew of the Trump assassin 90 minutes before he fired a shot. So that's getting a lot of attention today. And this one just came out just a little bit ago. The U.S. debt has just crossed $32 trillion. Those are your top three stories. Let's hit local headlines. Go ahead, Jake.
Okay, I'm just getting a call on the traffic tip line.
Oh, never mind. You get a call.
You
get the call.
You take I'll the first one. I'll take the second one.
Okay, go ahead. Sounds good. The sheriff, so going back to the drive-by shooting that happened at the Marie K. Young Wedgwood Community Center, sheriff says that there's three shooters responsible and that killed two men and injured five other people, including that 11-year-old. You just heard Sheriff Chip Simmons on WEAR. Well, he said today that that it looks like now it was a retaliatory shooting, and the two that were killed were aged 21 and 24. And go ahead.
Okay. Somebody just called in at the corner of Blue Angel and Mobile Highway. We do have an accident being reported there, so crews should be on the scene of that pretty soon. So if you're headed in that area, watch out, and we'll keep you updated there. Yeah, that's I think we've got some clips of that story you just mentioned there, so we can maybe pull down and listen to some of that as well. Let's see here. Oh yeah. Okay. So now I'm ready to read. So you want to move on?
Go for it.
Let's see here. A 31-year-old man is charged for a fatal DUI crash last November in Escambia County. Casey Folds of Pensacola was arrested Monday on charges of DUI manslaughter and DUI serious bodily injury. The crash happened on November 13th of 2023 on Kimstrand Road.
Yeah, and the last blah story that we have here, 44-year-old man is being charged with killing his 70-year-old mother last night. Christopher Booth is arrested on a murder charge. He's being held in Escambia County Jail without bond. The incident happened at the home on a 900 block of Fremont Avenue. According to, once again, Sheriff Chip Simmons, they got a call from the Pensacola police. The police told deputies they received a call from a person out of state saying that their friend may have just killed his mother. So a 44-year-old man being charged for that. from last night. So like I said, that's the last story.
Yeah, heavy local news to lead off. Yeah.
Heavy, exactly.
All right. Well, a 300-foot floating dock at Bagdad Mill State Park is officially open to the public. The dock is close to where Pond Creek meets Blackwater River. It was paid for by sales tax dollars and a Land and Water Conservation Fund grant. The dock is the first step in completing Phase 3 of park updates. The dock will give boaters a new location to park and access the water, as well as the historical Bagdad Mill State Park.
That's good news. I saw a picture of it. It's pretty nice looking.
Yeah.
It's a pretty nice looking floating dock out there. I've actually don't think I've ever been to Bagdad Mill State Park before.
I have not either. But any more access to our rivers and lakeways and stuff like that's awesome. I'm all for
that.
That's
a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm all for that as well. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Continue on here. I said that was it for our blah news, but there's another one. Orange mm-hmm. Beach, just right across the border here. They're investigating after a woman was hit and killed last night. The Orange Beach Police Department is investigating after a woman was hit and killed in the Sunday night crash. She was crossing the road over on Perdido Drive and was hit and killed. And so they're investigating details behind that.
Yeah. Very dangerous when it gets dark around that area when you're walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Florida families will be able to take advantage of an upcoming sales tax holiday as they prepare their children for the new school year. The back-to-school sales tax holiday will last 2 weeks beginning on July 29th, which is today. So,
yeah, it's today. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, it starts today.
So go out and start that shopping.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then I've got a couple of state, we got quite a few state stories to hit, but this one I do want to hit real quick and then we'll take a break.
Mm-hmm.
There is a tropical formation in the Atlantic and it looks like it's headed to Florida. 50% chance of formation over the next 7 days. Over the next 48 hours, 0% chance of formation. But over the next 7 days, 50%. And by the way, about 2 hours ago, when I was looking at the National Hurricane Center, it was only a 40% chance of formation over the next 7 days. So that has already jumped up to 50%. And currently, I mean, it's still so far out there. It's out in the middle Atlantic. It's still so far out there. We don't know exactly where it will go. But it's looking like it's going to head right in between, Puerto Rico, Cuba, and Florida. Like, it's going to just pass right between the two of those, which, you know, at any time it could head north, it could go further south. So it's still ways out there, but it's definitely something to keep our eye on. Mm. All right, we're going to get a quick break right here on Pensacola right now. This is, and then when we come back, we've got your statewide stories to cover as well as national stories. Got a lot of things going on in the news today on a Monday. So we'll get you caught up all right here on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to miracle sponsor, Florida Blue.
Our champion sponsors include Gulf Winds Cares Foundation, Florida Power and Light, and R1 RCM.
Thank you.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
Why would you want a home generator from the Generator Guys? Top reasons include lighting during power outages that can last for days, cooling your home to keep people and pets comfortable, power to keep working from home, freezer food protected, security cameras powered, medical devices backed up, and humidity controlled to keep black mold from growing. All reasons to get a free, no-obligation quote from your local company. Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys. Go to thegeneratorguys.co.
2018, Congressman Matt Gaetz flies off to the Bahamas on a private trip to meet a marijuana investor and at least five young female escorts, among them the teenage girl. The investor made millions thanks to Gaetz's marijuana bill. But that's how you do business with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola. Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Tune in tomorrow at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when guests from Pensacola State College will be on the show talking about registration, campus tours, financial aid, certificate programs, baccalaureate programs, and everything in between. And 92% of students graduate loan-free. You won't want to miss this show on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the Olympics and the opening ceremony and my own reaction to everybody else's reaction to the event. Also, tried to understand President Trump's comment over the weekend that Christians should vote for him because in 4 years they'll never have to vote ever again. And interesting study from Pew Research that shows that people aren't having kids and the reasons why they don't want to have kids. Startling stuff, frankly. Catch all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola, and it's 93 degrees, and it's 3:26. Let's turn and get traffic on fives. Jake Walker, go ahead, Jake.
All right. Well, we do have a couple streets with names here. Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. I was referring to the U2 song. Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. These streets do have names, and we have accidents. We do have some roadblock there in that area, Mobile Highway and Blue Angel. Also, here on the map, we have some roadblock at North Old Palafox Highway and St. John Street in Pensacola. Looking at the congestion maps here, not really causing a whole lot of slowdown from those accidents. Just avoid those intersections if you can to get around them. I-10 westbound is a little bit slow after the junction with 110. Looks like Highway 98 is flowing smoothly. A little bit slow getting through Navarre this afternoon. Looks about normal. And if you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90, not seeing any slowdowns there. If you do see anything, let us know on our traffic tip line. That's 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Some of the state headlines going on here today for you. We just talked about the tropics update. There is a storm developing out there in the Atlantic, and over the next 7 days, it has a 50% chance of formation. Yeah. So we'll keep our eye. We'll continue to keep our eye on that throughout the week here.
Yes. Yeah. Keep it tuned here because we'll be sleeping here overnight probably if a storm comes in.
Yep.
Because our cones are uncertain right now, so we just don't know what to expect. But a new report shows that insurance rates for property owners in the Sunshine State have increased exponentially over the past few years, and we've all felt that. Florida Tax Watch released an in-depth analysis of Florida's property insurance market, examining underlying factors contributing to its instability and 42.5% rise since 2019. Wow. These include damages from hurricanes and litigation, of course, which have put pressure on insurers and forced a lot of them to just pack up and leave the state.
Yeah. The Florida Supreme Court on Monday signaled it's going to move quickly to resolve two cases about a financial impact statement that will appear on the ballot with a proposed constitutional amendment on abortion rights. So the Florida Supreme Court issued order saying that it has expedited the proceedings in both of those cases. It involves a battle between Floridians Protecting Freedom Political Committee and state officials about the Florida impact statement. The political committee is leading efforts to try to pass the ballot initiative to enshrine abortion rights in the state constitution. Floridians Protecting Freedom filed a lawsuit in April arguing that an initial financial impact statement for the amendment was outdated and it needs to be revised. A Leon County Circuit judge agreed, but the state took the case to the First District Court of Appeals, and as stated, Florida Supreme Court today said that they will move quickly to make a decision about this before it will or will not be on the ballot in November. Mm.
Gasoline prices in Florida increased slightly over the past week, with the average price of a gallon of regular unleaded Monday at $3.38. So $3.38 a gallon, according to the AAA Auto Club. That was 3 cents higher than a week earlier, but down a penny from a month ago. So AAA spokesperson Mark Jenkins said in a prepared statement, recent fuel reports show China's crude oil imports are declining. This has driven prices lower on concerns that the global fuel demand is softening.
And finally, a federal judge has rejected much of the lawsuit challenging restrictions that Governor DeSantis did on public employee unions. More details about that coming up after this break, as well as sports updates and national headlines.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Biden unveiling proposed changes to the Supreme Court, as well as a constitutional amendment to limit presidential immunity.
The president and the vice president believe that no one is above the law, right? The rule of law is part of our democracy, and the debate begins.
White House spokeswoman Corinne Jean-Pierre, the other proposals include a code of conduct for justices, as well as term limits. Two children are dead and several others are injured after a stabbing attack in England.
Police say the children who died and the others, including adults that were injured trying to protect them, were attacked by a 17-year-old boy who went into the community center in Southport armed with a knife. Merseyside Police Chief Constable Serena Kennedy said a motive is unclear.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks closed the session mixed. The Dow fell nearly 50 points. The S&P 500 was up about 4.5, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 12 points. Swiss pharmaceutical giant Roche is accelerating the development of its Wegovy rival weight loss drugs following promising early-stage trial data. The company's two obesity drug candidates are progressing to the next phase of trials and could come to market within the next few years. The number of federal student loan borrowers with six-figure debts is going up. In the second quarter of 2024, 2.4 million borrowers carried a federal student loan balance between 100 and 200 grand, up from 1.8 million people who owed that much during the same period in 2017, according to the U.S. Department of Education. U.S. oil futures for September are under $76 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Sean Levine with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. I had my first fantasy football draft the other day, and I learned a couple of things. One, Anthony Richardson is going to get drafted high. And when I say high, he might be the very first quarterback taken off the board. And I also learned, when it comes to quarterbacks in fantasy football this year, that Aaron Rodgers is no longer worthy of being a starting quarterback in a 12-team league. I'm Sean Levine.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and a member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This is it. Shop the Lowe's closeout event to get up to 70% off select major appliances for your home. Plus, get up to 60% off select patio furniture and accessories for your outdoor spaces. So hurry into your local store today, because these deals are too good to last. Shop them now before they're gone. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 93 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be, well, that is the high. It's going to start dropping down, be a low of about 80 to 81 tonight. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Jake Walker.
All right, we have a couple accidents to tell you about. FHP is reporting an accident with roadblock at Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Not causing a whole lot of slowdown yet on that one. Also, North Old Palafox Highway and St. John Street. We have a vehicle crash with injuries there. Crews are on the scene, and there is a roadblock there in that area. Also, if you're on I-110 North heading towards 10, it's going to be really, really, really slow getting onto 10 West. We've got backup for at least a couple of miles here heading back down south as you cross over Creighton Road. After you cross Creighton, you're going to see a little bit of slowdown there, and it's going to take you a minute to get over to 10 West, and 10 West is a little bit slow. I'm doing some investigating to see if we do have an accident there or maybe something in the roadway. If you do see anything out there, let us know. 437-1620, you can call or text. Looking otherwise around town, looks like 98 is good through Gulf Breeze and Navarre and proper, and if you're coming out of Milton and Pace on Highway 90, not seeing anything there. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. Bands on the Beach comes up tomorrow, of course, every Tuesday at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion at Casino Beach. Tomorrow, it will be Tyler Mack. So he'll be out there playing, and he started his professional career at 13, toured internationally by age 18, and he's been on the stage with Van Morrison, the Allman Brothers, Johnny Winter, Ted Nugent, and many others. And so he's actually been out there, I think, pretty much every year he's always out there. Tyler yeah. Mack is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so be sure to go check him out for tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, he's one of these local guitar legend guys that everybody talks about when you go to the music stores and you're hanging around. Everybody's always yeah. talking about Tyler Mack.
That's awesome. So,
yeah.
Getting into top three stories here. Drive-by shooting that happened at the Marie K. Young Wedgwood Community Center in Pensacola killed two and injured five others, including an 11-year-old. The other shot were also young, fairly young, 22, 23, 27, and 29. Text messages revealed today showed that police knew of the Trump assassin 90 minutes before the shot. they were trying to coordinate where he was going, and one of them even said that they noticed that he had an AR. And then finally, top three stories here. U.S. debt just crossed $32 trillion. $35 trillion. I said that incorrectly earlier as well. So going along with that here, more details about it. It's a pretty grim milestone for the U.S. government and the economy as the national debt continues to soar every year. The debt has nearly tripled in the last 20 years. The annual deficit now is on track to hit almost $2 trillion this year and will be $3 trillion in the next 10 years. So, yeah, it's kind of grim right there.
They must have my accountant because that looks about my books. President Biden on Monday unveiled three proposals aimed at reforming the United States Supreme Court to combat what he called the increasing threats to America's democratic institutions, aimed at restoring trust and accountability to the court and our democracy. The proposals would prevent the Supreme Court from issuing immunity to former presidents. And it would limit them in instituting term limits for justices and requiring justices to disclose gifts. The proposals have an uphill battle in the divided Congress, of course, and particularly in an election year and from a president who is not running for re-election. Interesting. It all comes. It's different. Oh, yeah. That's a very dynamic thing.
I agree with the
term
limits thing, by the way. And I think a lot of conservatives would as well.
What do they say? 18 years? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, basically 18 years, what it would end up being, is what the proposal is. But I don't know if they, I still don't think they would take it up. With him being basically a lame duck president at this point.
Right.
Turkey's leader on Sunday threatened military intervention in Israel to stop Jerusalem's war in Gaza. So they are NATO's second largest military member. And so, yeah, they're looking to try to, they might get involved with the Israeli-Palestinian war. So kind of crazy right there.
The FDA is warning people, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration warning that accidentally overdosing on injectable weight loss drugs such as Wegovy and Ozempic is now something everybody should be paying more attention to. The FDA said patients are self-injecting incorrect doses due to confusion on the parts of both the patients and the healthcare providers. In some cases patients are incorrectly measuring doses of the injectable drugs from vials or misunderstanding how multi-dose vials work. This keeps jumping around on me. In other cases, healthcare providers themselves are miscalculating doses of the drug. The FDA also said healthcare providers should be vigilant about the different available concentrations of compound semaglutide, and if uncertain, should contact the compounder about calculating the correct dose of medication to prescribe or administer. I just picture people being like, oh man, I shouldn't have had that double cheese pizza last night. Let me just bump up this.
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, you know what? If one dose makes me lose weight really good, I'll just do three doses.
That's medical logic.
It's medical logic. I'll just lose even more weight if I do that.
If I take all of my antibiotics in one day, then I'll get quick.
Exactly.
Don't do that.
Doesn't happen that way. Uh-huh. Medals update for you in the Olympics. Let me pull this up. Yep. United States still leads. We have 20 total medals. Although we do not lead when it comes to golds, Japan now leads with golds. They have 6 golds. France has 5. People's Republic of China and Australia, as well as Korea, have 5. We only have 3 golds, but we have 20 total medals. The next closest would be France with 16 total medals.
Okay, and that's me. Let me get back. Where are you at now? Okay, here we go. Simone Biles will compete in all 4 events of the Paris Olympics team finals on Tuesday night, despite suffering an apparent calf injury. I did see this, and she powered through it and had an amazing night after that. During that qualification round, she did injure that calf pretty badly, it looked like, and she hobbled off the floor after she appeared to injure that calf in the warm-ups. She did this really high flip in the air, and then when she came down, you could just kind of tell she landed kind of weird. She was actually crawling off of the stage at one point. She managed to power through the injury and score points in the final 3 events of the round. Trainers taped her left foot before she competed in the floor vault and the uneven bars.
Wow. Yeah, something else here. USA women's basketball ended up beating Japan 102-76. Yeah. And, oh, I forgot to do the score update. Let me see if I can get that real quick. There is one Major League Baseball game going on right now. And it is the Toronto Blue Jays playing the Baltimore Orioles. And let's see if the computer will give me the updated score. Or not.
The old Orioles.
The Orioles are leading the Blue Jays 10-4 at the top of the eighth inning now. Mm-hmm. And then coming up tonight on Prime at 5:40 will be the Yankees against the Phillies, if you want to check that game out. We got to get a quick break here. When we come back, we'll have your health, business, and science headlines, pop culture news, big news for Deadpool and Wolverine. We'll share those news stories for you coming up next.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
All right, Jake Walker, taking a quick look at our local traffic. We do have a vehicle crash with injuries. This is going to be Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. We do have a roadblock there with a vehicle crash and injuries. Otherwise, around town, we're not looking too bad. If you're on I-110 North, it's going to be a little bit of a time getting on to I-10 westbound. So pack your patience there. Looking at Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, not too bad for this time of afternoon. You're going to see a little bit of slowdown westbound on 98 getting past the causeway in Navarre. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace, no problems there. And Highway 29 south through Cantonment, no delays. If you do see anything out there on the roadways, you can always let us know. 437-1620. We'll be right back with more Pensacola Right Now right after this.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/TC17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can listen to us on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, 98.7 HD2. Do you have HD radio? I do not, but I know some people who do. They like listening to the HDs. So you can listen to us on 98.7 HD2. And then we're also on the AM side of things with AM 1620. And, of course, we're on the mobile app, the News Radio Pensacola mobile app. We're online at newsradio923.com. We're all over the place. And so just be sure to check us out in any way, any of those ways. We've got, we'll get back to some local stories here for you in just a little bit. First, we've got some headlines when it comes to health, business, science, pop culture, and more. McDonald's sales declined for the first time since the pandemic. They're blaming higher fast food prices hurting demand, which I noticed that. Actually, just I don't eat a lot of fast food, but went out recently and I was a little surprised at the prices of fast food. I was like, why is this so expensive now?
Oh yeah.
Like I wasn't really paying attention. I don't, like, when did this happen?
I mean, me and my wife actually had McDonald's for the first time in a long time because of the prices of everything going up. But it was easily, you know, $10-$11 a person without, you know, each getting a meal. You know, like I got a meal with a drink. We split the drink and the fries. She just got a sandwich. So really, I mean, you're looking at least $10 to $15 per person when you go out to eat fast food. It's wild.
It is.
Former President Trump delivered a keynote address at the world's largest Bitcoin conference in Nashville, Tennessee, over the weekend and called for the U.S. to become the crypto capital of the planet and a Bitcoin superpower of the world. If he wins the election, he plans to make us into that. If crypto is going to define the future, I want it to be mined, minted, and made in the USA. It's going to be, it's not going to be made anywhere else, Trump said. If I could read that in Trump style, But during his speech, Trump said he would replace Gary Gensler, the chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission, who has carried out a regulatory crackdown on the digital assets industry in an effort to root out bad actors. Yes. Trump said he would establish a crypto advisory council and industry he would start a crypto advisory council and that his administration would have a more favorable regulatory approach to digital blockchain assets. Okay.
Very interesting.
The new frontier of money.
That it is. And some of those phrases you were using, you know, once again, I'm thinking in the Trump language of in his tone and his demeanor. But I'm thinking, man, it would be really good if whoever had control of the microphone had like effects on the microphone so you could add some different reverb.
Yes.
And like when he says, like, we'll be the crypto capital of the planet. You know, Bitcoin superpower of the world. And like, it just sounds like these are, you know, demonstrative statements.
Yeah.
Needed to have some sort of special effects on them when
we've got JD Vance, so maybe he could flip it around and be DJ Vance.
DJ Vance.
He could be wearing a pair of headphones, one off the ear, you know, just kind of
wiki,
you know, kind of that.
Yeah.
Deal.
And just anytime there's these statements, he's able to just make them stick a little bit more.
Yep.
More than 291,000 BMW X3 SUVs are being recalled. So if you drive an X3, you may want to know about this. Apparently, there's an issue with the interior rear cargo rails. There's a safety issue with the interior rear cargo rails. How is that a safety issue?
So I've been thinking if you slam on your brakes and maybe those rails don't hold and all of your cargo goes slamming into you. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, this is for X3s in the year 2018 through 2023. It'd be the X3 S Drive 30i S-Drive. Anyway, you got an X3, and it's 2018 through 2023. Go take it to a BMW dealership. There you go.
Yeah. If you drive a BMW, somebody's probably already been to your house to have coffee and talk about this.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what I hear. I don't know.
That's what you hear. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it is. You want to move on to pop culture? Because, dude, this Deadpool Wolverine thing, dude. What do you think about this? Because now, is it just going to be every universe that's out there that's ever been imagined? Like, next we're gonna have Star Wars with Batman in it.
Yeah,
I mean, like, what's going on here? Is it, but what do you think? What's your take on this?
Well, first of all, Deadpool Wolverine broke records this weekend. It is the it's the biggest opening ever for an R-rated movie, which dethroned the very first Deadpool. So $205 million at the domestic box office, $438 million globally. And these little mashups, like, that's kind of become the thing now, right? You got to do these mashups between these different big universes. And no, I don't think it needs to continue. I think it needs to, like, maybe this needs to be like the last one.
I mean, they just run out of ideas and they just keep going. Well, what if we, put Deputy Dog in here with, you know,
Now, I will say part of the movie was actually making fun of that fact of that there's mashups. It was making fun of, well, just the overall MCU universe and how now it's dealing with this whole multiverse thing where you're, right. you know, and it basically was trying to highlight just kind of how it's not really working and it's time to move on from that. So, yeah, but hey, it had a good weekend this past weekend. And I think, the one that was number one last weekend was Twisters, and that still actually did pretty well, but Deadpool and Wolverine just crushed it at the box office this week.
Interesting stuff. I will have to go see that. I might have to see that in the theater if I'm going to watch that, because that's something I would think, especially with the sound effects and everything, it's going to be good in the theater.
Oh, yeah.
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 All right.
Skeleton of a 42-foot-long dinosaur. Wait, what's this thing about Elon Musk? I didn't see this before.
Okay, so this, I was just going to ask you, maybe we could talk about it off air, but have you heard about this on the Joe Rogan podcast? Of course, Elon Musk, anytime he's on the Joe Rogan podcast, it's big news, and he's had some epic interviews, but he keeps talking about the, and I've heard other people start talking about this, on the back of your toothpaste tubes, there's these little color bars. And I noticed it on two at my house. I have one with a black bar and one with a blue bar. And there's also a red bar. And he said, I think the red means that there's medication, like a whitening or maybe a, you know, some kind of anti-cavity or sensitivity medication in it. And then the black strip is all chemicals. And the green or the blue strip means that it's, you know, mostly natural ingredients. But even at the end, he goes, well, but I don't know. That's my theory. And I'm like, if you've got that much money, how do you not know the people that know what the color codes on the back of your toothpaste? And there's a lot of speculation. Has anybody just Googled, well, what do these colors mean? Okay, what did you find?
Actually, it's a bunch of different dental places. I'll say here's what it means. Mm. And the toothpaste color codes mean, oh, sure enough, all right, so blue is natural plus medicine, green is all natural, red is natural plus chemicals, and black is all chemicals.
Oh, so he was right about the, okay, wow.
Yeah, right about some of them right there, so there you
go.
Kind of
so everybody's going to go home and check their toothpaste when they get home.
Exactly.
If it has a
black
bar. Let's
go and get Traffic on the Fives with Jake Walker, and then we got a kind of a wacky story to share with you.
All right, at Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway, we do have a vehicle crash with injuries there causing some roadblock and a little bit of slowdown. If you're on I-110 headed north toward I-10 west, it's going to take you a while to get on there. As soon as you pass over Creighton Road, you're going to see some slowdown in the northbound lane on I-110. And then getting across on I-10 west headed towards Palafox, it's going to be a little bit slow, but then it eases up before you hit North Palafox. Looking at Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, not seeing any major slowdowns there, just typical afternoon congestion once you get out of the protected seashore there and get out of proper. You're going to see a little bit of slowdown in that eastbound lane getting into Tiger Point, but nothing major. Highway 98 in Navarre headed westbound, getting past the causeway and the beach, seeing our typical afternoon slowdown there as well, but coming out of Pace and Milton, no problems there. And Highway 29 south through Cantonment is looking clear. If you do see anything else out there on the roadways, let us know on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the Fives.
Top three stories here, and then we'll get into a wacky story. The drive-by shooting at Marie K. Young Wedgwood Community Center last night killed two individuals, injured five others, including an 11-year-old. The other shot were 22, 23, 27, and 29 years old. Sheriff Chip Simmons says that there were three shooters, and it appears to be a retaliatory shooting. Text messages revealed today show that police knew of the Trump assassin 90 minutes before he fired a shot, and the U.S. debt crossed $35 trillion. Yeah, it's nearly tripled over the past 20 years. All right, here's a crazy story here for you, Jake. A skeleton of a 42-foot-long dinosaur, pretty good-sized dinosaur, it went from Wyoming to Denmark, and it got lost in the mail. Yeah. Christopher Nuth, who runs the Museum of Evolution in Denmark, that's where it's there now. It's fine now, but it was lost for a while. He says the specimen was shipped directly from Utah, but mistakenly registered in customs upon arrival in Switzerland. This registration error extended the normally 1 week transit period to 2 weeks before the shipment continued to Denmark. He went on and said that the fossil showed up and well preserved and say it's a world-class specimen, but there for about a week, they were wondering, where's our dinosaur?
This isn't the classic NES system that I ordered from eBay. This is a 42-foot-long dinosaur.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah,
that would be a little bit of a surprise of a of a thing. Did you see the story that came out last week about T-Rexes? This is related to this story here. Apparently, the Tyrannosaurus Rex is much larger than what we've expected or suspected. Up to 70 times larger than what we already suspect. The reason they suspect that now is because we've only actually found a handful of skeletons of the T-Rex. And now, scientists believe those were the babies.
Oh.
Yep. So, T-Rex could be gargantuan.
Maybe their arms grow out as they reach adult maturity.
Just a little baby, just like our babies. Like, if you hold a little baby's hand above their head, it barely crosses, like, the crown of their head.
Yeah, we can't judge all of them on their babies.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's scary.
All right, it's Pit Skull right now, right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.